it's back to school time, Chris. Many students already back in school. More heading back tomorrow, and even more heading back, you know, early next week. Well, that's when K-State starts. But I'm thinking more of, you know, the middle school, high school days, or even, you know, early grade school days, when things were even a little bit more immature than the college days. You know, in college, you don't have that atmosphere where you know all your classmates like you do in grade school or
unless
junior high. Even
been in college for like 12 years.
Yeah, some people have that advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, people don't know each other. There's not enough people who know each other enough for them to pick on each other or to cause problems. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about this morning. Now, in the past, we talked about, would you rather, you know, your kid be a bully or be the one that gets picked on? And this is kind of focusing on the bully things. You know, some of the things you did in school that you kind of look back on and go, wow, I was a little jerk back in the day.
Did you do any of those?
Any of what? Bad things?
Yeah.
I wasn't that terrible. In grade school, I wasn't really bad at all. You know, the only thing we had at recess, we played ball tag, which is different than dodgeball.
Sounds kind of gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it does sound like that, doesn't it? But basically, you would take a ball and you would peg somebody with it and they'd be out, but there's no boundaries like in dodgeball.
Just go wherever you want.
You just run around and you try to get people. And the cool thing about it is you could turn on people on your team and take them out. So people who thought that they were on your team, you could betray. So that was a fun little game.
So just went until there's one person left? Or what?
No, not necessarily. You'd have I forget how it finally ended up, but you'd have like little alliances and everything, and you'd attack people. And then there was like this one kid who I always turned on, and I'd throw it and hit him in the head with it, and he'd turn around and go, "What the hell was that for?"
You never saw it coming.
You're on my team. I was like, "Yeah, get out of here." But that wasn't that bad. In high school, I wrote an underground newspaper that basically slandered half my classmates.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. It was fun.
Did you have low self-esteem?
Must have.
Okay.
Did I have? I wrote and what I did, I worked at Mailboxes Etc., now known as the UPS store, you know. Mailboxes Etc., after school and then on the weekends. So on the weekends when the owners weren't there, I worked with a couple of my really good friends there, guys I'm still friends with today, and they would stay up and man the store and help customers and everything, and I'd be in the back room typing up this newsletter and then, you know, or this newspaper, and then print it off and run copies of it. One time we ran 200 copies.
How'd you distribute it?
Went to school and just started handing them out.
Oh.
Or gave like a pile of 20 to somebody and said, "Here, hand them out." And people would always, Monday morning, people would be screaming for them. But, God, it was just, I still have them. I laminated some of the issues. It's like, I want to look at this years from now and look back at how great I was. I'm like, look at that terrible grammar. Oh, that was kind of mean. That was kind of mean. That was kind of mean. So I wasn't really that horrible. There's a lot worse stories than that. So how about you? 539-9750 or 238-0975. You weren't bad at all?
I don't remember doing anything terribly horrible.
Hmm.
I didn't really get in any fights or anything like that, so.
There was this one kid at school who got picked on a lot, and this guy at lunch would say, would really pick on the, you know, lunch is usually segregated, you know, like, you have the cool kids, the moderate kids, and then the losers or whatever. Well, this was just all everybody at one table, because there weren't enough of us from our class in this lunch. And there was this one kid who always got picked on, and this other kid kept on telling him, "Hey, remember when I used to ride to school with you, and we'd pee in the back of your mom's van?" He'd keep on making up stories like this. This kid. Eventually, the kid tried to burn the school down, but you know, not that the kid who got picked on, not the instigator. How about you? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was definitely a bad person back in my school days.
Yeah, I was too, man. I kind of feel bad about it. Do you have any regrets?
Well, I was high for like 6 years.
Starting when?
About seventh grade.
Shut up.
I'm not joking.
Wow, man.
But, aside from getting several other people hooked on weed, meth, and ruining their lives, there's not much else I regret.
Well, that's good.
Aside from that, you know, because I feel bad for, you know, turning them into crackheads. And,
do you, though?
Yeah, I really do.
Even though I assume you're living a somewhat normal life now yourself?
I'm sober now.
Yeah, see? So you're like, haha, you're hooked on whatever, and now I'm free.
Yeah, that's why I feel bad, because it really did mess them up.
Wow, man. I was expecting, there was some, like, pushing on the playground or tripping somebody. I wasn't really expecting, you know, I got them hooked on various drugs.
The Daryl Strawberry story.
Yeah.
Amazing how that comes up, huh?
Yeah.
One kid I taught how to, you know, shoot a shotgun, and, well, you're supposed to hold it really tight to your shoulder. And I didn't like the little so I told him to hold it like 2 inches away.
Oh, yeah.
And it separated his shoulder.
God, dude.
Yeah. Like I said, I was kind of a bad person.
You think you're better now? You've reconciled, you think?
Well, I haven't made up for it, that's for sure. I don't think I'll ever be able to make up for all that.